Today, we want to continue our lectures on diabetes mellitus by discussing management and treatment of diabetes. Management. Diabetes affects the whole body. To best manage diabetes, you need to take steps to keep your risk factors under control and within the normal range. And this will include keeping your blood glucose levels as near to normal as possible by following a diet plan, taking prescribed medication, and increasing your activity level. What do I mean by this? Those of us that are diabetic or have pre-diabetes should reduce their intake of carbohydrates. Have a diet plan for diabetics, which your dietitian will prescribe for you. You need to maintain your blood cholesterol. That's what we call the high density and then the low density lipoproteins. And triglyceride levels as near normal as possible. You control your blood pressure. Your blood pressure should not be over 140 over 90 millimeter mercury. You need to be exercising regularly. Try to exercise at least 30 minutes most days of the week. Walk, swim, or find some activity you enjoy. You have to lose weight if you are overweight. You enter a weight losing plan. Then you take your medication and insulin, if prescribed, and closely following recommendations on how and when to take them. Monitor blood glucose and blood pressure levels at home. Then you have to keep your appointment with your doctor and ensure you do the prescribed lab test, because it's from there we'll be able to determine whether your diabetes is being controlled or not. If you're a smoker, you have to quit smoking and reduce alcohol intake to the barest minimum, and if possible, forget about taking alcohol and sugary drinks. Treatment of diabetes mellitus. Treatment of diabetes mellitus depends on the type of diabetes one has. How well controlled your blood glucose level is and your other existing health conditions. Type 1 diabetes. If you have this type, you must take insulin every day. Why do you need to take insulin? Because your pancreas no longer makes insulin. And like we said before, insulin is the hormone responsible for the control of sugar level in the body. For type 2 diabetes, the treatment for this type include medications, both for the diabetes and for conditions that are risk factors for diabetes. That is to say, you have to be taking your hypoglycemic drugs, that anti-diabetic drugs, and again, the drugs to control conditions like hypertension, if you have one, or if you have any other chronic illness. You have to be taking your insulin regularly and lifestyle changes such as losing weight, making healthy food choices, and being more physically active. You don't have to be sitting at a place for a long time. Walk about, take a distance, You must not need to drive to all the places that you go. Sometimes you keep your car and you walk. For pre-diabetes, if you have pre-diabetes, the goal is to keep your sugar under control and to keep you from progressing to diabetes. The treatments are focused on treatable risk factors such as losing weight by eating a healthy diet and exercising. For those that have gestational diabetes, you have to keep your glucose level under control. The initial treatment might be modifying your diet and getting regular exercise. If the target goal is still not met, or your glucose level is very high, your healthcare team may start medication or insulin. But most of the time for gestational diabetes, once the pregnancy is over, the blood sugar may go down. But like we discussed earlier, they also have the tendency of developing diabetes later in life. What are we saying in all these things? Diabetes is a very serious illness that affects all the systems of the body. And for you to live long with diabetes, you have to follow religiously what your healthcare provider prescribes for you. You have to be very disciplined about what you eat and what you drink. You can go without soda for many months. Drink only water. Water is the best drink and is a drink of life. So my dear brothers, our aim is to ensure that you don't get diabetes. But if you develop diabetes, there's no much cause for alarm. It's not a death sentence. There is treatment. If you follow the prescribed plans, take your drugs, exercise regularly, see your doctor regularly, ensure you do the prescribed lab tests, then you'll be able to live longer, even with diabetes. It is one of the incurable diseases, but it is controllable. Let no man deceive you that if you take one herbal medication or the other, your diabetes will go. It only can go if God decides to give you permanent healing, but not because of drugs. That is all we have today, and we'll continue next time with the complications of diabetes and some other tidbits I may need to give you. Thank you, and God bless you.